God, that was
okay, we're recording.
It's recording, yeah.
We're recording. Okay. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Wisdom Coder podcast, a podcast about everything and at the same time, nothing at all. As always, we have your guests of this podcast. My name is Calvin, aka Coder. And it's gonna show your name as Erica Hernandez, just as a heads up, but we have Zim here.
I should change that.
We have Zim, aka Wiz. Before we ended the last episode, episode 3, we mentioned that this episode was gonna be a little different, and it is kind of a little bit different. We are recording it still, but one major thing to note is that Zim and I are not in the same room right now. Zim, let everyone know where you're at, man.
I am in Europe right now. It's a beautiful morning, 6:45 in Italy. Venice, Italy.
Yeah.
Last stop of my vacation. Well, last
country. Oh, the last stop. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I left March, what was it, the 7th? Yeah, March 7th, and I'm coming back on the 22nd. So.
Nice.
Yeah, next Wednesday.
Yeah, that's a good one, two, three weeks, right? 3 weeks out.
Yeah,
there.
A little over 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
A little over. But it's cool, man. It's been fun. A little colder than I would like, but it's been definitely big blessings, bro, but yeah, it's been fun.
Right. Uh-huh. Cool. Let's see. What was the reason that you brought yourself out there?
So we're doing this for my parents. So it's 7 of us right now. It's all family. It's me, both my parents, my 2 grandparents on my dad's side,
mm-hmm.
and my grandma on my mom's side, and plus my cousin, one of my cousins. So it's 7 of us, and we're doing this because of my parents' anniversary. Because, well, technically their anniversary is on the 27th, but it's just to like celebrate their 25 years, quarter century together.
Yeah,
so
no, that's big, man. That's big.
Yeah, so
happy early anniversary to your parents.
Thank you. Yeah, originally they when they were planning this trip, I did not even want to come. This was like in fall, and at the time I was still looking for a job, and I was like, you know, if we want to do this like in March or like around early spring, like I'm hoping to have a job by then, and I don't want to start a new job and then like right off the bat be like, hey, like I need some time off.
I'm dipping
because I did that at In-N-Out. I got hired and I already had a trip plan, and like I immediately was like, hey, like I need this time off. But it was a little bit different back then because I was training and I wasn't technically on the schedule, so it was easier. But yeah, so I originally did not want to come, and then I got the job that I have now, which allows me to basically work wherever. So yeah, that was pretty easy for me to be able to hop on this trip too.
Right.
And, so now we're here. So four countries, several bunch of cities, and
name them. Name where you've been, Zim.
So, we started off in England. We were there in London. So we left Tuesday in the afternoon, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got on a flight to London. So, and we were there London Wednesday and Thursday, which isn't that much time. But so we got there. It's a 10-hour flight. We left Tuesday in the afternoon. I did not sleep at all during the flight. Like, I thought I was going to, and I just didn't. I ended up watching like three movies on the flight.
You were super excited to not sleep, huh, Zen?
I just like towards the end of the flight, I got tired, but that was like when we were about to land. So I really didn't have time to sleep. So I watched Everything Everywhere All at Once, which is really cool, interesting, like cool visuals and all that. I just couldn't really listen to all of the plot because like it was kind of hard to hear and there's no subtitles. But
Yeah, that engine's pretty loud.
I just kept thinking like, damn, we could have like Multiverse of Madness should have been this, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Cause like they were like so creative and like Everything Everywhere All at Once. And like in Doctor Strange, it's just like, oh, it's a new universe where people dress in black and they cross the road when on the red light instead of the green light. Like it's so stupid. Okay,
Yeah,
so I saw.
they pretty much just visited one other universe in Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, dude,
Pretty
Everything Everywhere
much.
All at Once has a bagel as a. Wait, have you seen it?
I have not.
Never mind. Forget about the bagel. But
I've
so I
seen the
saw
hot dog hands.
the hot dog hands. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, no, trust me, Zim. I'm coming up, all right? I watched La La Land not too far out. I'll for sure be watching Everything Everywhere All at Once by the time I graduate.
You
I'll
know, I
promise
was
you that.
rewatching La La Land like last week, like a couple days before the trip too. I was rewatching it. I don't know why. Okay, saw that one. I saw The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, or The Massive Weight of Unbearable Talent, one with Nick Cage and Pedro Pascal.
Oh, okay.
That
Oh
one
yeah, I've seen like the memes about that
was
movie.
really funny. Have you seen like the Paddington 2 clip?
No, not the Paddington. No,
Oh
not
yeah,
that
where
one.
he's Pedro Pascal's like Paddington 2 is like one of the top three movies of all time. And then like Nick Cage
And
is
he
like,
looks
what?
at uh-huh.
Yeah, he's like, are you serious? And then they like cut to them like showing it. He's like crying. He's like, Paddington
Oh, okay.
2 is amazing. So that part like really cracked me up. It's a cool movie. And then I watched Minions, which is like, eh.
And the Minions.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was like, all right, whatever.
Wait, sorry, to backtrack, were these the movies that you watch in the plane?
Yeah,
Because you just
in the
cut up.
flight.
Okay,
Yeah.
cool.
Sorry,
Because
sorry, sorry.
no, you're good, you're good. We're good. You got to
So
watch three good movies. One of
yeah,
them
and
being the movie that's won the most awards so far, especially during the Oscars. Like, so many moments about that. You didn't get to watch the Oscars though, right?
no, I mean I know who won and everything, but
Yeah.
yeah. But it's definitely
A24
deserving of a
dominated.
lot bunch. So we landed
You
in
agree?
air. No. Huh?
You agree with the results?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Jamie Lee Curtis should have won, but that's a whole different topic. A whole different discussion. But so we landed in London, sorry. We landed there and it was really cold and it was raining a lot. And so we got there literally that first night, like as soon as we got to the hotel, I just like crashed. Because I hadn't slept since like Monday night and it's like Wednesday night now. So like I just crashed and I knocked out. So Tuesday we went to the British Museum, got a tour of that. You know that's where they,
British Museum.
you know that's like the, you know the Illuminati scene in Multiverse of Madness. You know like they're like in the little like their place.
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
that's where they
yeah,
filmed it at, right?
yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was like, oh, this is neat.
Nice.
Did that, visited the Shard, you know like the building that looks like a shard.
The Shard.
Yeah, it's like the tallest building there apparently.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so we went on that, climbed that bad boy. That was cool. And then we left Friday morning. It started snowing in London. It was like crazy. It started snowing and then we left Friday to go to Paris. And we spent the weekend there, Friday to Monday morning. But like when we got to Paris, I was noticing it was interesting because we were on the taxi and like the taxi's like driving us through the city, and I just see like it was funny. I saw like this whole street that we were on. It was filled with a bunch of sex shops, like one by one. Like that was pretty interesting. And
Right.
then I saw a bunch of trash on the floor.
How
Like,
come?
so it was like the garbage cans, and they were overflowing with trash. There was like trash like everywhere on the street.
Oh, dang, okay.
So I was like, oh, like I never knew like Paris was this dirty. And then we asked around, and it turns out that there was some protests happening in Paris, in France, all of France really. Because they were like, because I think the government was like passing a law that like raised the pension age, like the retirement age. So a bunch of people were like protesting that, including the garbage disposal people. So there was, they had no trash collection for like a whole week before we got there. So like it was all
That's pretty
overflowing.
bad. Right.
And even it was like so bad that like a bunch of the people from like the metro like were protesting also. So a bunch of the trains were like delayed and like even canceled. And so that affected us like when we were leaving too. Well,
Your kids. No, I get you, man.
So
Go ahead. I was just gonna make a comment. You're good.
I forgot what, so what were we
Trash
gonna,
at Paris.
yeah, so there was that. Other than that, the city itself was really nice. We got to go on top the Eiffel Tower. We got the Louvre. We took a cruise on like one of the rivers that goes through the city, and so we just rode that all around the city. It was really cool. Saw a bunch of Mexicans here too, so that was cool to connect with them.
How does
And
it feel to 'cause you have this history of taking French in high school, and you finally got to put that into action. How was that like? I bet it was pretty rewarding.
Bonjour, je suis un pays, je suis. Est-ce que je peux aller aux toilettes, s'il vous plaît? Comme si, comme ça. Baka.
I'll be honest, I said a bunch of crap in the video I posted. Like, I said, hi, I'm in Paris right now. I think I said come see, come ça, which literally means so-so. And then I said, est-ce que je peux aller aux toilettes, s'il vous plaît? Which means, may I please use the restroom right now? So these are like just all the things I remember from French. But
You have to
and
put
then
that clip on here soon.
I could have sworn I said baka, and I could have sworn that means stupid, but that means stupid in Japanese, not so I spoke three languages for y'all.
Nice, Zim.
But
Multilingual.
yeah,
No,
and
okay, so I was watching that video, right? And then I heard you say vodka, and I'm like, bro, isn't that
isn't that
like
Japanese?
because my brothers and my cousins, like, they're always saying, like, you've heard this term before, sussy vodka. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I never knew like that was a French word, because you were like going off in French or whatever when you posted it on your story. And I just thought that was super funny. And
Yeah,
knowing you, I kind of already felt like you were doing something like that.
that
Just like pulling random words out here.
Well, so much for the confidence, Calvin. But
Yeah.
yeah, you know,
How
I
many
had
years
to
of French did you take?
3 years. 3 years. Actually,
Man.
man. Like
Look, I.
I knew a lot more, but just over the years I just forgot.
Yeah.
Shout out Madame Salvador and Madame Baca though. Pretty sure I made them proud with that clip.
They'd be proud. Who's that?
Those are the French teachers I had.
Oh,
in high school.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry. I thought you said Baka again, and then that could
threw me off. That's her name.
Baka with a C, right?
Baka, BACA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to her. Okay.
So, trilingual, by the way. And then, what did I say? Oh, yeah, we saw a bunch of Mexicans. And so that was cool to connect with them. Mm-hmm. And we told them we were coming to Italy soon. And they were all like, oh, be very careful over there. Especially in Venice, which is where I'm at right now.
Oh.
And we were like, why? And literally every single family we spoke to, a person, they were like, yeah, we got robbed over there. they had just come from Italy too. A bunch of them were taking multi-country trips too. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh yeah, be careful. They robbed me over there, a bunch of pickpockets and stuff.
Yeah.
So we were oh shoot, all right. And I was looking forward to Italy the most. But
that was kind of
all right.
Right. In all fairness, I feel like in a lot of tourist destinations, if you were to go to LA right now too, especially in Hollywood.
Oh, Boulevard, for sure, yeah.
A lot of pickpockets there. Like people know who tourists are. They know they can spot out pretty much who isn't a local.
Oh, for sure. I mean, especially when you got a group of seven people, everyone with suitcases, that don't look French, then it's not a hard guess.
Yeah.
But going back to Paris thing, everyone in Paris is very fashionable. Everyone dresses nice there. At least in the city, obviously. Outside probably not, but
mm-hmm.
that was
something
that really stuck out to me.
Mm-hmm. That was a good culture shock for you?
Yeah, because it was the nicest things. Everywhere. Everyone was everyone was dressed up. The drip was crazy over here.
Uh-huh. Have you seen Modern Family, Zim?
No.
So there's this one episode where this guy went to Paris and he wanted to blend in with all the Parisians. And so he would try talking in French, and then people would just be like, how can I help you? Are you lost? Like talking to him in English.
Mm.
And he's like, no, I'm from here. When he knows he's capping. And then he bumps into another person, and he right away knew without even speaking that he wasn't Parisian. And so he asked him how do you know that I'm not, that I'm not from Paris? And then the other guy was like, he just looked him up and down, and the camera panned out, and you see one person that you for sure looks like he's from Paris because of the way he's looked, and then the character from the show who just has no drip basically.
That was literally how it was here, or how it was over there. It was mm-hmm. it was crazy. Not even just young people, older people too. Mm-hmm. Had a bunch of drippos.
What I'm imagining is a bunch of trench coats and the LVs.
Fur coats, everything, dude. Boots. Mm-hmm. You name it.
It is the fashion capital of the world, right? Or is that Milan?
No idea. I guess
it is Milan.
Paris. Oh, it's Milan? Really?
Yeah. But a lot of a lot of fashion, a lot of the fashion industry originated there in Paris, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. It was crazy though. But it was fun. Mm-hmm. It was fun.
Yeah, Chanel, LV, Hermes, a lot of those types.
Yeah,
They
and it
know what they
was,
do, what they're doing.
and I mean, it was like cold in Paris too, so like,
Hermes,
and
what's
but
that?
like, still, they still wanted to let like layer up and still dress nice. So, shout out to them for that. So,
Speaking of coldness, Zim, like I don't know if you were still here when it happened, but it was snowing here
it snowed over there.
in SoCal. Yeah, I was having I had a it was my clinical rotation in this hospital in Anaheim, and I was in the ER, so we had quick access to go outside of the hospital. And like we were just living life and taking care of patients here and there. And then one of the nurses, like we just hear a yell saying like, "Oh my gosh, guys, it's snowing." And I'm like, "Nah, there's no way." Like I know we have our bouts of hail here and there, but then we look outside and then like it actually was snowing. Like it
Really?
wasn't like how it is in like the Midwestern states where you can actually see snowflakes,
It's like little
but
like flakes kind of, right? Like, or
yeah, so when it snowed here, it was just like big clumps of ice together, but it fell soft where it actually looked like it was snow. I mean, it was snow, but not hard enough where it was hail. And so
When
it
was
was
this?
kind
Do you
of
remember? Sorry, when was this?
honestly, Zim, I think it was right when you left.
Wow.
March 1st.
I remember there was like a Saturday not that long before I left, or it was like hailing.
Oh
Like,
yeah.
like bad, like it come in like spurts too, or like a couple minutes it hail like crazy, and then it stopped, and then several minutes after it would start
No,
again.
that was on a Saturday. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the
Or
Saturday
it might have
before you
been that
left.
day then. That's interesting, man. I guess I've only been to the snow once in my whole life. So seeing snow again, like when I was leaving London, like we thought it was gonna be snowing when we were getting to London, but no, it was just rain. And then when we were finally leaving London, that's when it started to snow. Like legit, as soon as like we were entering the train station, that's when that starts to snow.
Really?
That's like, oh, I got to miss it. But okay,
I like snow just gives off like such a cool vibe. I don't know how to explain it, but
it's
it's weird
cool.
how it's weird how it's been snowing and like hailing recently. I was talking to one of the nurses I was working with who's like a traveler, and
Why are you
he's
putting quotes?
like he's a nursing traveler.
Okay.
Yeah. My bad. I mean, I don't mean to like
I
this isn't a negative connotation whatsoever.
was
It's just what they're commonly known as. He's from Washington and he has a contract to work here all the way in Anaheim. And I asked him like, "Hey, how do you like it here compared to Washington?" He's like, "Oh, I like it a lot. Like there's so much to do, but I feel like I don't I wasn't expecting this type of weather for when I got here." And I'm like, I told him honestly, I like all the years that I've been living here in California, this w weather has like this has not happened at all. We had a really, really hot summer last year, and I hope that doesn't translate to us having another really hot one this year, because that was really bad.
Dude, it's crazy seeing. Like, I never would have thought, like, snow in SoCal. It
No,
just
hail, I
doesn't.
understand. Hail, I
Hail is
understand, but
different,
snow
right?
was,
Yeah, but
yeah,
snow, it's
snow
like.
was out of this world. Like, bro, it was snowing in Disneyland. Like,
Yeah,
I
that's
could
insane. Like, it doesn't. Those two things don't go together. Like, snow and SoCal.
No.
Yeah, it's like.
No.
It's like the opposites are attracting right there. But man,
Like a lot of the reasons that. Why a lot of the reason why people want to be like living here is because there is no snow.
Yeah. The weather, exactly. I mean, I don't fault them. I mean, it's like the best weather in like the whole country. So like,
yeah, I mean, that's no cap. But I thought that was super interesting how it was snowing. So let's see.
So we're done with Paris. We went to Switzerland next.
We went. Zim is living my dream.
Dude,
that's really cool. What part of Switzerland?
Lucerne. It's like I think it's like towards the middle of the country, actually.
But, right.
There's not much to do. It's just like
it's pure.
Yeah, exactly. But it's really nice though over here.
No, dude, Switzerland is beautiful, man.
And it was raining our first day. We didn't get to spend so much time there. But it was raining our first day. But when we were leaving, we left. Well, what day was it? Wednesday, I think. Dude, that was really nice. Like the train ride we took out of Lucerne, like starting to come to Italy, dude, like some of the most like beautiful stuff I've ever seen, like
like all the mountain ranges,
like the mountains were like covered in snow, but it's like sunny outside and it's like a little bit warmer, and there's like a bunch of lakes and like houses next like on the lakes, like dude, it was amazing. I was like, wow, I would really like to like live out here.
Yeah,
it definitely feels like it's a place where like you go there if you want to get away from everything, because it just feels like so calm and peaceful. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Like nothing ever happens there. So if you're like just trying to like separate yourself from like society, I guess, like it definitely feels like one of those type of places, you know?
Yeah. No, Switzerland is definitely a slept on country. To say the least. It has the second, if not the best, healthcare in all of the world. With the healthcare system is really good. And
who's the first?
It's either them or I forgot who the first one is, but it's for sure not us.
No, definitely.
Sorry to hate. I've done a lot of reports on healthcare stuff, but it's really beautiful. Like I always see clips of it being a top destination spot on TikTok, and understandably so. I know, like with our like the yearbook group, one of our plans is to like have a trip there when in the winter, because it actually looks like a winter wonderland. And I don't know, what city, but it just looks like a really great place to visit.
No, definitely. Like Lucerne, that's not like the biggest city. Like you could, like, we like banged it out in like a day.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's just like sightseeing and like kind of like vibes, you know, which is really, really cool. Like I could, like if I had the means, I would like consider like moving.
Yeah. There,
you know?
No, Switzerland is probably the European country that I want to visit the most.
And but that got me thinking, sorry, like if you were to like move anywhere else, like where would it be? Have you like thought about that?
I have. If it were to be another country, I would definitely move out to Switzerland. It's the neutral country.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're gonna be safe.
Money, so.
You're gonna be safe. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely.
That was something I was gonna bring up earlier. Like it's the neutral country since it's the international banker or whatever.
For real. Yeah.
So you're safe. You have a lot of greenery. It's a pretty safe. It's a pretty safe country with not that high of crime rates, and again, the healthcare. That can trump anything, honestly.
Yeah, what about you? What were you thinking? Nice there too.
Yeah.
Switzerland is up there. Yeah, I would say In the US though, I really, really love Utah, bro. Like,
Utah, okay.
I know it's not like a popular like place, but man, when I visited there like a few years ago, it was just amazing.
No,
And
I love Zion.
yeah,
It
I
was
vis yeah, Zion was amazing, dude. Like, I just remember I took one of my dogs with me at the time, because at the time he was still alive. And I just remember, like, at night walking in Zion with my dog, you could see the
You'd
Milky
see the
Way.
stars,
You could
right?
see the Milky Way, like, really clear, like, up at the night. And, everything's so peaceful. And we saw, like a deer, like, right next to the pathway in the park. And, like, the deer was, like, chilling. Like, it wasn't spooked at us or at my dog or anything.
Right.
Like, it was just amazing. So, like, Utah would definitely be the place. And I'd be thinking, like, sometimes, like, living in the US can be, like, draining, because, like, you have to, like, hear about all this, like, kind of drama, like, in politics and, like, other stuff. And sometimes I would just be thinking, like, man, like, it'd be cool to just live in, like, another country that doesn't seem like they have to deal with a bunch of
That doesn't
issues
seem
like
like
we
they're
do,
problematic.
Yeah, or it's like you could just like chill out for a bit, And so I think Switzerland definitely fits that bill from when I was
So
there.
I'm curious, like what about the pacing? If you were to compare like the pace of life in here versus Europe. 'Cause I've heard like there is like some type of difference, but I never really understood it. How different would you say the pacing is compared to here?
I think it's a. I feel like that's more of like a big city versus like a small city, like rural life, kind of. Because, like, in big cities, like, obviously, like where we live and all that, like, everything's fast paced. People want everything instantly. People always have something to do. So you're just like constantly moving. Whereas I feel like in like a smaller town or like a smaller city, people aren't necessarily like caught up in all the same things that we have to do. Where it seems like they could just go like a little bit slower. Like, it feels like they don't have much to do. Now, obviously, I don't really know as much, because I mean, like you, we live in a big city, so like we're always like doing something. There's always something to do. So obviously, I don't know like the whole details of it. But what I
But like
assume to
from
be,
the cities that you visited.
well, like London and Paris is like, they're like two of the biggest cities in the world. So like, obviously, like the style is not like, it's not gonna be different than like LA, Like, especially like in London, I felt like people were just insanely like walking really fast. Like, 'cause we take the train like everywhere, and just feel like, damn, like people are just like in a rush all the time, Like, and I mean, I guess we don't really see that in LA, because like everyone's driving, so like you don't really get that to see like that personal, like personally you don't get to see that, except I guess like when you're driving. But
Like we don't have as good of a train system as London, for example,
no,
or Paris.
but yeah, it definitely felt that way, where I was like, damn, like everyone has like no patience and they're just like speed walking everywhere.
Which is good.
But I would
Like
say,
it's really healthy that way, if anything.
yeah, there isn't, I haven't seen a lot of fat people here. I mean, I've seen a few, but it's like the cities, it's like the public transit is really good over there. And like the city, I guess, like the way it's designed, it like encourages like people to walk
Walking.
and
Yeah,
stuff like
which is
that. So
great. Which is a good like city design.
So I
Like
mean, I haven't
if you
seen a lot
think
of that
about it,
here.
is it like in LA? Like if it weren't for the traffic, everything is basically like within an hour drive. Everything is pretty close without the
Exactly.
traffic.
And it's like, oh, excuse me, the way it's like it's designed in LA, it's like you need a car like to get around.
Which
Like,
sucks, but
you can't really do anything without it. But like in those cities, like London less so, but like Paris, I felt like we got the train and like we went everywhere with it. So like a car didn't feel like a necessity, you know?
Yeah.
Like Lucerne for sure does not feel like you need a car. And then so far in Venice, well, at least in like this part of town that we're in, like everyone's walking. Like the taxis mm-hmm. are in the water, but
yeah, like,
everyone's walking everywhere here. So you don't really need a car. Like the streets, you can't even fit a car in the streets. Like they're like really small,
really narrow.
Yeah.
Do you watch Conan?
No.
Okay, never mind.
The late night show guy, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've seen a few clips from him. What about?
No, I'm asking if you've seen Conan, because like his executive producer is super obsessed with Italy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure if you were to watch some of his clips, like you'll find it really funny. But his name is Jordan Schlansky. He's New York born, but he reps Italy hard.
Is he Italian?
He's not Italian. He's not Italian, but he knows, like, he lives, and I don't know if it's just like a sketch or anything, but
there's like it's obsession for some reason.
It's a pretty, yeah, he drives what are those like Italian motorcycles?
Yeah.
A Vespi or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he has that. He goes to Italy pretty frequently. And like whenever I think of Italy, I think of him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worth the watch, I swear. Like they did an episode where Conan and Jordan went out to Italy.
Oh yeah.
And yeah. So whoever's watching this, you should really watch that.
But we're plugging other people's shows.
Yeah.
But
hey, you never know. We might end up on his podcast, or he might end up on ours.
Yeah, Conan needs a friend.
Conan, shout out.
So yeah, that was that. So now right now we're in Venice.
Yes.
Yeah, like I said, it's like the historic part of town, which is where we're at. Like, all the streets are small. Like, there's like a bunch of like alleyways, like small alleyways, and like a bunch of little rivers going through the city. So there's really, all you do is walk over here, and there's like a lot.
Is there a bunch of bridges? Is there a bunch of people singing?
No.
Like when I imagine Italy, like I kind of imagine how you've been to Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like in the canals, all I hear is like singing, like the and then like they're
you're
like,
so racist, Calvin. Wow. You think every Italian just spends all their time singing? Oh my god!
No, I'm like imagining, like if I were to be in Italy, I'm like, you know, I'm strolling down those like narrow walkways. Yeah, the Venetian.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No. But
no one's singing.
I mean, you got maybe like a couple performers here, but like not really too crazy. Uh-huh. But that's cool. It's like at night when we got there, it looks like a sketchy place. Like outside of the main canal and like the main like area, like the where all the restaurants are and stuff. You walk a little like out. Like when we were walking to our hotel, it was like at night. It wasn't even too late. It was like probably like 9 or 8. And there isn't like too many lights over here. It's like maybe one light here, and then a couple blocks away they have like another light on.
No.
So it's really like it's really dark, and like if you didn't know any better, it's like it looks really sketchy.
So like, that's why people are getting pickpocketed, man.
I mean, I guess, but the thing is, it's like there's no one out on the streets though.
Like after
at sunset. 8 or 9, there's like it like dies off really quickly, actually. And not just here, like in other places too. Switzerland, it was, I mean, like at 7, it was dead. But
are places still open?
No.
Or is it just because like people are already home by then?
No, like they're not even open. Like there's places that like in Switzerland, a grocery store closed at like 7 or 8. 7, I think.
No way. It's like
Yeah.
so,
It's
that's
like
so
so
bizarre.
early, right? Like we were like I was trying to buy like a bottle of water after we ate, and like we passed by the grocery store. It was like 7:30 and it was already closed. And
Right.
like what the? But so yeah, so Venice can look a little bit sketchy. And apparently a bunch of people get robbed too. But thankfully that didn't happen to us. I'm gonna leave today too, like in a couple hours. So
No way. Oh, okay.
this is yeah, so we're going to went to Venice, saw where Spider-Man meets Mysterio.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and then I'm going
Spider
to
Monkey, you mean?
Spider Monkey, sorry. Was that also in Venice? I thought that was a different city.
It's
But
been a while since
you're
I
probably
watched
right.
that
I know, me too. And then going to Florence, I'm gonna be there today and tomorrow. And then wait, Saturday? Yeah. And then Sunday we get to Rome, and then we're gonna be there till Tuesday when we go back. So yeah,
movie.
so that's it.
Rome.
That
That's cool,
is
man.
it.
Yeah, you're
Yeah.
living my dream. I have did you have Mr. Sanders when you took AP Euro?
No.
Okay. Well, Mr. Sanders, shout out to him for teaching us AP Euro. He would always go into tangents about the time that he backpacked Europe.
Yeah.
And I always say like one day I'm gonna do this, which I really hope I do. Which I feel like is not really too impossible because there's a lot of like the train system in Europe is pretty
Yeah,
good, right?
like it, there's no borders here. So, like, the only place that they, like, we really had to go through, like, customs
Was
again
London?
was, well, besides that, but was going to Paris. Because that was, like, we were crossing from England to France. And so, I guess, because, England's not part of the EU anymore, the
Oh
European
yeah.
Union. So that was when we had to go through customs again. But other than that, like we haven't really, like, it's like so chill, relaxed over here.
You didn't
Like
have to wait that 1 hour line to
no, you don't
cross.
have to. Like, I was telling my mom, like, I could very easily like see this changing. And like in the future, like the countries would like have borders again, because it's not hard to like, if a madman wants to like bring a gun to the train, and then like if I had a gun in my backpack, if I got the gun in Paris, like it's not
You're
hard
thinking
to
very
bring it
much like
all
an
the way here.
American right now, Zimri.
Yeah, exactly. So like, I was like, it's not hard for someone to like do something here. So I was like, so I could see it like very easily changing in the future. Because like when we were crossing to Italy from Switzerland, they said on the train, they were like, have your passport ready, right? Because like the customs from like Italy are gonna come by and like check everyone, right? Or just like a brief check. And literally like the guys from Italy just like were casually walking by, and they were like asking like only a couple people for their passports. Like it was just
Oh,
like they weren't
profiling.
like they were just so like relaxed about it. It's not like they were checking every single person. They were just walking by, and if they felt like it, they were like, oh, can I see your passport? All right, cool, that's it. Like they didn't have anything on them. So yeah, it's totally different from back home.
Yeah, I mean really like what's the wrong in that, I feel like.
No, exactly. It's really cool. I just feel like I said, like,
With tensions arising, is that what you're referring
no,
to,
I was
or?
like, if there's like a psychopath out there that like wants to do some damage,
Which I
like
feel like
it's,
happens pretty frequently,
yeah,
sadly, but
I just feel like it's pretty easy for them to do it over there. But it's cool though. I mean, I like it.
yeah. I mean, I don't know much about like the crime scenario situation going on in Europe, but I mean, you know, you know what? Never mind. Never mind. I don't know where I was going with that.
No, I'm saying, but yeah,
I've been
it's really
awake
cool
for.
though. And like that's it's really convenient, like not having to do like customs and like all that like every single place.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. I'm not saying it's like a bad thing or anything.
Right. No, I get that. I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone or not all countries have the same motives and purpose.
Yeah.
But yeah, so sorry. Mr. Sanders, like, he would talk about backpacking, and that really like inspired me to look more into it. And like, isn't it just so cool how you're able to visit so many countries in Europe, which is somewhat like how it is here in the States, but in Europe it's countries that you're traveling from here and there. Like the cultural limit is so like way more than what's here, and I feel like that's really really cool.
Yeah. And they all use the euro too. So it's like the same currency, you know?
Right.
So it's like really, it's easy, you know?
It's convenient to travel
Yeah,
there.
exactly.
Like the biggest, I guess, adversity is just that plane ticket and then finding a place to stay overnight.
Yeah. It is draining, like traveling through train and then like doing all that packing up all over again and stuff. But I mean, that's like traveling in general. So
Yeah.
yeah, that's why I
No,
haven't.
Mr. Sanders said that he backpacked, I think, 3 months.
Oh,
And I feel
really?
like that's a great amount of time to really indulge yourself in different cultures that are there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wow. That's insane. 3 months. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a pretty long time.
I know, yeah, for sure.
I think one of our friends, Brittany Simmons, she did something like that not too long ago. I was really jealous, but you know, who knows? Maybe we'll have a Wizencoder spin-off.
Spin-off.
Wizencoder visits the EU. Who knows?
The yeah, our first international episode.
Yeah. That'll be really cool. In terms of like notable culture shocks, so you said with Paris, like a lot of people knew how to dress. What about in terms of like London or Lucerne, you in Italy right now? Like, is there anything that stood out more? I
Not
hear
really.
some
I mean,
sirens
every
going on.
yeah, you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Uh-oh, someone's getting pickpocketed.
the police, yeah. The police are they have the boats, like yeah.
No way, that's so cool.
Yeah, like
That's
I saw
super
like a police
cool.
boat like just go by on the river like just casually. It's funny.
What?
'Cause
That's
like I said,
sick.
it's all like little rivers and canals and stuff like that. So like there's like no place for a car to be here, you
That's so
know?
cool, man.
So they're either like the police or they're just like casually walking the streets or like they're on a boat.
Are there sirens
Which
on
is
the
cool.
boats?
I'm
I'm
guessing,
not, I
no.
mean, like lights, I mean, the lights.
Oh, I'm guessing, yeah.
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 That's
It
sick.
was cool. We took the gondola yesterday. Like around the
The
city. That
gondola?
was fun. Yeah, like the little like boats.
Yeah, the boats.
The paddle ones. Yeah.
Right.
In terms of like culture, like not really. It's just everyone's been nice here so far. Like everywhere we've been. Like and my parents have been to Europe before, like 20, 21 years ago. And I remember my mom said like people in France were like rude, like they were rude to her, like for
Yeah, so I always thought that was something, right? Like
yeah, because they're like
people from
American and
Paris
all
are,
that, yeah.
yeah.
But like at least the people that we dealt with, like the ones in the hotel were really nice. The people in the restaurants were really cool too, like our tour guides and everything, like in the Eiffel Tower. They were really nice to us actually. So
okay,
I have like nothing bad to say about them. And it's, I feel like a lot of people, especially like in the tourism industry, like have to like know a bunch of languages. Because like when we were going up the Eiffel Tower, like on the elevator, like the person that was in charge of it, like they spoke in French first, then they spoke in English, and then they spoke the same thing in, no, my bad, said the same thing in Spanish. Mm. And like a bunch of people would speak those languages. Like when we would go out to restaurants and stuff, like yeah, they'd speak Spanish to us also.
Mm.
So I feel like a lot of people are like very smart in that sense, you know?
Yeah.
But like culturally, no, not really. Just but the culture shock for me was like in London. Like we went to go get breakfast, and I saw in the buffet that they had beans out for breakfast. And I was like, wait.
Beans? Like, that's not too out beans. Of the ordinary.
For breakfast?
Yeah, I feel like
beans for have breakfast. Been
served before for breakfast. Yeah.
That where doesn't have seem you to gone? What? No, that's, no one does that back home.
I'm pretty sure I've seen beans before. Like, that's not much of a shock to me.
I mean, I knew that they ate
if beans it's like the Lucille's like types of beans where it's like heavily like spice and stuff like that, then yeah, I wouldn't eat that for breakfast. But I've seen like black beans or brown beans being normal served next to eggs
for breakfast. No.
Yes, I no. swear.
That's like an English thing. Well, I mean, I've heard that like the English do that, and then yeah, when I saw it, I was like, oh shoot, like yeah, I'm not.
Did you grab some? Did you indulge yourself in the culture, or was that too
it's,
weird for
no,
you?
No, it's why would I beans for breakfast? No, like
no. You gotta be open minded when you do this type of stuff, Zim.
I'm open minded, but I didn't want that.
How's the food?
That was cool. The food's been good. The food here in Italy has been good so far. I will say, out of all the places that we've been in so far, I would say Italy
is
the best. Well, so we've only been to one place, so like we're gonna take a food tour in Rome. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Right.
But everyone that we've talked to also says that like the food's in like insane here. So.
Do you drink coffee, Zim?
No. But I heard it's really strong over here. Like, my folks have gone like coffee Americano.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like really, really strong, apparently.
Yeah, I heard. Well, this is what Jordan Schlanski showed on Conan's show. Like, apparently Italy does have the best. They have the best type of coffee around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it has to do with the TDS or whatever it's called, but
yeah,
you should really try it for me.
Yeah, and everything's, like, really small here, too. Like,
I know the portions, to, like, right? The portions?
Yeah,
the
portions, like, they're,
yeah.
Like, yeah, and, like, I mean, we're used to, like, everything being big and, like, in the U.S. and everything, so.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it's interesting. Like, the first night we got here in Italy, and, like, we got, like, I got, like, a pasta, and the guy came, and, like, the plate was, like, the plate was big, but like
it was amount, normal portioned.
Portion? No, it was like smaller. And then I was like, huh.
Yeah.
But it was no, still good. It was
still... yeah. No, like, to go back on that Modern Family clip I was telling you about. Like they were being rude to the character of the show. And one of the Parisians made a comment about how, by the way, like the food here is normal, is like the portion is normal. And like I can't believe like that's such an American thing, because the only other country I've ever been to is basically the Philippines. And like whenever I would go back home to the Philippines, it's such like a shock for me to see how small the serving portions are.
Yeah, exactly. It's it's the same over here too. It's not that. I mean, they're like normal size. It's not like the smallest thing in the world, but still, like definitely smaller than what we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I forgot what I was gonna say, but I had another comment. But
was it about food?
It had something. Yeah, I lost it. Hopefully, it will get back to me. But yeah, it's been really interesting. Oh, it's like straight out of like Ratatouille. You know how like
The food
in that, it's like really small, like the portions. Yeah, it's like That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, I mean, on top of the walking, and then on top of the small food portions.
Yeah, like
they do a really good job
over here. Yeah, they're like
that's it's a problem. Like we can see that, right? Like it's a problem here.
Like the alleyways here, like a fat person could not get in, like 90%
overweight
of the alleyways here.
Overweight person.
What's wrong with fat?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe nothing is. Go ahead.
We've been thinking about this, like, too. Like, even my dad was like, yeah, like, a fat person couldn't get through this. Oh, sorry.
Like everyone here is healthy. Person. Everyone here is healthy, right?
Yeah.
That's what you were thinking?
He was like, an overweight person could not get in this elevator. Like, our bathrooms and our rooms and stuff are, like, really small, too.
Yeah.
So, like. So you're just thinking like, yeah, like this is.
But
like
everyone there is pretty tall, huh?
Yeah, there's been some tall people here in LA. I don't feel like I've seen that many tall people, but in London there was like several tall people, and France it was like a normal amount. So we've been thinking about that, like, yeah, like. A fat person could not get in this elevator because it's like so small. But
yeah, man.
And there's a.
But I mean, like that's, yeah. that's you know, that's how life is lived there. And
yeah, I know. Good for them.
They maintain like a good body physique because of it, which is good.
I know,
which is really
good.
Good
for them. Good
Something
for them.
That should be really promoted here too.
Yeah, and I thought when I got to London, I thought everything was like kind of like. Compacted, like there wasn't a lot of space, and then like when I got here, I was like, okay, this is definitely way less space here.
Yeah,
stuff.
Right.
So it's been cool.
And we're not shaming anyone. Just clarifying, we're not shaming anyone. We're just making a comment about the lifestyle in Europe. Just to make that clear.
Sure.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, it's been definitely interesting. I like the space is like so like compact and everything here. Like even like the stairs, I feel like there isn't a lot of like space to like actually step on, like your stairs and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And like I remember I fell down on the stairs in Switzerland, like in our hotel. I fell down and like I just like slid. Like several steps down, right?
Oh, like Zim.
Like I wasn't going fast. I wasn't going like none of that, right? Like I was going a regular pace going down. But I think I just didn't have enough space to like put my foot in on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it must have just like gave out, just like slipped. So like I felt like on my back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like my dad was there, and like it was funny because like my dad, he doesn't tell me, are you okay, you're all right, like any of that, like how much of the hair, any of that. He just goes like he sees me, like I get up on myself, right? Like I get up, and he looks at me and he tells me like, he's like, it's cool if you go fast, but like it's not like don't be so extra. And like I wasn't even going fast or anything. He's like, it's good to go fast, but like it ain't all that, like just chill out.
Yeah, take his clothes in, like you're on vacation.
I was like, thanks dad. Yeah,
that sounds like a very Papa Zim comment.
dude, my dad was like that, like my whole life. Like every time I fall down and stuff, like he'd always be like, it's part of the show.
Like, yeah, I feel like he's like analyzing it compared to like, oh, I'm wondering how like your well being.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't. He'd be like, oh, it's part of the show. Get up. So yeah, I'm used to it. But it's funny, bro. It's been fun.
Mm. That's I'm glad, bro. Like, I really can't wait to visit Europe one day. Out of so you've got to visit England, Paris, Switzerland, and Italy. If this trip were to be longer, what other countries would you want to visit?
Definitely,
Like any top threes in mind?
definitely Germany, Spain. Third one, that's interesting. Maybe the Netherlands. I feel like the
The
Netherlands,
Dutch.
yeah, the Dutch people are like kind of similar to like Switzerland.
You're
Or just
huge,
like,
you're tall.
yeah, like in terms of like the views and all that, I feel like pretty
Oh,
similar, and they feel
it's
like
kind of
really
like
nice.
similar to Switzerland from what I've seen in pictures.
Yeah, exactly. Like a bunch of mountains and all that. So definitely that. Spain, I mean, there's a lot of history there. That's like the motherland. So that. And then Germany, don't know. It just feels like a nice place now. You know? Like nice people. Feel like there isn't too many rude German people now. You know? But I mean, I could be wrong. I've never been, but from what I heard, it's really nice.
We'll add that
But
to destination for backpacking then.
what about you? Besides Switzerland, where would you want to go?
Oh, definitely like the places that you visited. I agree with Spain. I would also add like Greece, maybe.
Greece looks fun. Yeah.
Whole Mamma Mia vibes. But here, let's see. Dude, I'm like thinking about it. I took AP Euro. I mean, I paid attention and everything, but I'm just
AP Euro is boring, dude. Like,
I
let's be
lost
honest.
everything. I don't know
Let's be honest.
anything
AP
about.
Euro is boring. Like, I liked it. I had
Yeah.
like cool people in that class. Mr. Armendariz was cool. Some funny memories there, but like the stuff itself is meh. No offense, European people.
I don't think it's pretty much it wasn't the instructor's fault or anything. Mr. Sanders was a great teacher. It's just compared to A Push, AP US History versus AP Euro, AP US History was much easier to follow through, and it was something that we were already exposed to, so I
Yeah.
found that way more interesting and intriguing
As
versus Europe. It goes back all the way to the Black Plague. Like, that
I
was the
was
first
gonna
thing that we
say,
saw.
yeah, and like there's not that much history with the US because it's like relatively newer compared to like literally all of Europe. So like there isn't really much like
Yeah,
you know
but
to
they
learn.
beef it up. They beef it up and like they dramatize it, and I love that about A Push.
A push. I
Whereas with
saw.
AP Euro, go ahead.
No, go finish.
No, I'm just gonna say like compared to AP Euro, everything was just so flat and like okay, like this is what happened in like 1819 or
Yeah.
Napoleon, he did this and
Like,
that.
the only part of AP Girl that really got my attention was like the French Revolution and like all
Oh
that. Like
yeah.
Napoleon and all that. Like
All the beheadings.
that was interesting. But then, like everything else, was just like a bunch of revolutions, a bunch of like change of thoughts. And I was like,
Bunch
all
of
right.
like colonization here and there.
And I was like, all right. Like, what's it gonna be for today? But
Yeah.
I was
Like
gonna
so
say,
much land being fought over. Go ahead.
yeah, I was gonna say, I saw someone that reminded me a lot of Miss James. Like, I forgot where it was. I think it was here, no, like. You remember Miss James, right?
Oh, I love Miss James. Yeah,
Yeah.
she rapped.
She did. She
She
rapped.
rapped.
And that was.
Yeah,
Sorry, Siri just activated for no reason.
no, you're
But
okay.
yeah, so I was, like for a brief second, I was like, is that Miss James? But no. But I was
Which
like, okay.
I wouldn't doubt if that was her, because what was cool about Miss James is our Zimini's A Push teacher back in junior year. She visited all the spots, or most of the spots that she would teach about. So
Oh
like
yeah?
that ink Yeah, you don't remember? She
No.
planked. She
She
planked when
planked?
yeah, she planked. Like when planking was a thing. I don't know what year, like 2012 or whatever. She went on a trip to visit all the landmarks that were taught in APUSH, like where they signed the Declaration of Independence, you know, yada yada yada, the bell, Liberty Bell. She would plank, and she would tell us like, okay guys, like I want you to tell me like where you find me in this picture, and then like you just see like this.
I think I remember now. Those That's really
So,
funny though.
no, Miss James, shout out to her. Like she was a really intriguing
She was cool.
APUSH instructor.
She was
And
a cool teacher.
she would rap about she would while she was teaching, she would rap.
Yeah, she
And
did. I think was at the end of the year where she made a rap with like all of us.
yeah, she was
Like,
crying.
yeah, I remember. I remember that. Yeah,
Yeah.
that was a nice touch.
We know what career path she would have blossomed in if not for AP US history. She was she had some bars like Kendrick had her.
Oh,
Kendrick was silent when she would be rapping.
I thought you meant something else for some reason. I was like,
Oh,
what? What
nah,
do
same. Like I was referring to her rap career.
you
I
I
was
thought
really
like for
referring to
some
her
reason
rap.
this was like a you were gonna say like a
Yeah,
porn star or
yeah.
something.
No, that's definitely not what I was alluding to. Definitely not what I was
Bleep that
alluding
out.
to.
I'll bleep
But
that out.
yeah,
Defamation.
bleep it out. Do
But
the dolphin sound.
yeah, it's I mean, what else is there to say? I guess technically this is 2% of my motherland, dude.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Zim, talk about that. Talk about what
Okay,
you mean about that.
so in high school, I took a DNA test, right? He's 23andMe, shout out them. No. So I got my results back and
Okay,
then
wait, sorry, backtrack. Why did you want to what made you want to get this 23andMe
just
test?
curious, just want to see, you know. I mean, what else? I mean, obviously I'm Mexican, but is there anything else, you know? So, okay, so I got my results, whatever. Like a couple of months ago, I went back on 23andMe and they like updated my results.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So they keep on
'Cause
reviewing it even
they
after the
keep on,
initial.
yeah, they keep my yeah, they keep like my DNA and all that.
No
So,
way.
I got it right here. You want me to go through everything briefly?
Yeah, let's see what your bloodline is made out of.
Right. Indigenous American, 56%, 56.6. You
Yeah.
rounded up to 57.
Where'd you get that side from?
Indigenous American? That's like the Americas, Calvin.
No, I
So
mean, like,
like,
what side of the family did you get that from?
oh, I don't know, but both my parents are Mexican, so
Your mom, right? Isn't she Native American?
I feel like my mom is more, no, she's not Native American. She's Mexican, but
Oh,
I
sorry,
feel like my
indigenous.
mom's side is more indigenous, and I feel like my dad's side is more like the European, you know?
So
So
56% indigenous.
56.6, yeah, indigenous European, 34.9, 35%. 35% European.
35.
Yeah,
What? So where's
35%.
Mexican coming from?
Indigenous American. Indigenous American
Oh.
covers the US, Mexico, like Canada, all that.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
And like South America to basically that whole side of the world. So I'm guessing that's the Mexican.
Yeah.
Southern European 33.1. So that includes like what does it show? Basically Southern Europe. Spanish and Portuguese 26.4. Italian, or as the Italians call it, Italians,
Italian.
2.3%.
Wow. Look at that, Zim.
2.3%. Look at
You're
that.
home. You're at home.
Yeah, broadly Southern European, 4%. The others are just like 0 point something percent. Sub-Saharan African, 3.3. Western Asian and North African, 1.4%. And then unassigned 3.5%. So go figure.
They're still trying to figure that out.
Still trying to figure
That's
that out.
actually like really interesting. I would have never thought that they would have kept on going with it, like
Yeah.
researching your DNA line.
Yeah, and it
Or
gives
maybe
you
like they
like.
find stuff along the way and they're like, oh, this guy relates to that.
It gives me, hold on, recent, it says recent ancestry in the Americas, and it has like Mexico and Central America, and then it gives you like the highest like report of ancestors like from like the certain area, you know? So like in Mexico, it's like Jalisco, Zacatecas, which is where my dad's side of the family is from. So like obviously it makes sense. And then like down to like number 7 is Mexico City, which is like where my mom's from stuff. So
right,
I mean, yeah. So that was it. So I could say 2% Italian.
There you go, Zen.
And it's not misinformation.
What else was the what was the other 2% from?
Oh, hold up. I like closed it already. Hold up. So indigenous was 56, European was 35. the 2% was Italian, but I said Southern European was 33%, Spanish and Portuguese 26.4. Oh, Sub-Saharan African 3.3.
Oh, and then, okay.
And then West Asian and North African 4.4.
Than what it used to be.
So that's what?
That's higher than what it used to be.
I guess. I don't know, bro. I don't
know. Shout out to Arlene.
Yeah, so I'm not lying, you know? When you purposely misspread information.
You have a tentative history.
Yeah. But guess that's interesting. Have you ever done a test like that?
No, but I would actually be down to do one.
You should. It's fun. I mean, you know, like I said, like both my parents are Mexican, so like wasn't like a huge surprise, you know. But
yeah.
But I'm definitely more
like, that's pretty crazy, like to know ding, that's pretty crazy. like to know that, you know, bloodline it's went out for so long. I never knew that like my last name, Maniago, was like of Italian descent.
Maniago?
Yeah.
Really?
So I probably am higher than you, Zen.
No. No, just like, yeah, you might be. You might be, yeah, you might be more.
I'll take a 23andMe and find out.
Yeah, you gotta find out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have you been watching like The Mandalorian and all that?
I have not. I'm 2 weeks away from taking our exit exam for nursing.
You're practicing. Yeah.
So studying. I'll binge watch it at the end after
I pass. Yeah, Calvin. It's not It's cool.
I've watched one episode of The Last of Us, and like time just caught up with me, and I couldn't keep up with watching all the shows.
I haven't watched that at all, but
no, I keep hearing about it.
No. Is it good? Did you like it?
The first episode was pretty cool to me. I mean, you know how the first season is, and with most shows, it kind of drags a little. But I feel like with that, it just especially since I already know much of the backstory already, because of the video game. Right. I found it to be really interesting, and Pedro Pascal, like obviously, he's not gonna leave any crumbs for his performance. So
I renewed my, I got an HBO Max membership or subscription again, so I could like watch it like on my downtime here,
yeah,
and or like watch work? Whatever, but there's no I tried using it in Paris. There's no HBO Max available over there.
No.
So I was like, what's the point?
You can, and then, you can use a VPN.
I could. But then I started watching. I remembered. I was like, oh, like I got to check Netflix to see like what else, like what's different have over here.
Yeah.
And they had the final season of Better Call Saul, which like the US doesn't have, and I don't know when they're gonna put it. And I needed to watch that last season, and so like I just like took advantage and I like binge watched like the entire season in like a couple of days, like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Dude.
I heard it's way better than Breaking Bad.
It's not. I don't think it's better than Breaking Bad, my personal opinion. But it's up there. Like, it's really, really good, dude. Like, season 6, the last season, it's like some of the best TV I've ever seen.
Really?
Like, you should watch that, Calvin. Get into Breaking Bad.
I'm still on season 1 for Breaking Bad. But I'm on my way, but I really like Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah.
He's a great actor.
No,
I
love him
in The Incredibles. He was my favorite character there.
The Incredibles?
Yeah. He was the businessman.
The Incredibles? The Disney
Yeah,
movie?
He was the second movie. The second Incredibles. Oh. He was in it.
No, I don't remember that one.
He did great. He was my favorite character. He had no
superpowers. You should watch it, bro. Breaking Bad, better. You know? Start with Breaking Bad.
I really loved the first season of Breaking Bad was really funny. Not really funny. It was really good. But what was funny was the Minecraft memes that came out of it. Oh, you don't have TikTok.
I do, but I just don't.
not as often,
Nah. But it only gets better from there. Season 1 is honestly like the weakest season of Breaking Bad. So get on it. Forget about Game of Thrones. Forget about The Last of Us.
You haven't even watched Game of Thrones. Like, how could you make that assumption?
Get off of it. Get off of
it. Game of Thrones is
Breaking Bad.
Get
on Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad is like
it's the best
one
series
of, if not
there.
The best show of all time.
But
one of
other
the
than
shows.
You know, season 8, because season 8 was a huge letdown.
Exactly. You can't say that about Breaking Bad. It only gets better as it gets on.
Yeah. Whatever.
Get on it. Forget about it. Forget about House of the Dragon. Get on it.
Yeah. No. I'm really open minded to Breaking Bad. It's something that I definitely need to watch over. But yeah.
So you got that test in what, 2 weeks?
I do have it in 2 weeks.
And then
it's gonna be
after
on the 31st.
What?
So once I get that test and, you know, pass, that's when I can officially say I have a BSN, which is a Bachelor's of Science in Nursing. But after that, we just applied for my for our application to take the NCLEX, which is the boarding exam for nurses. And as of right now, it's still under review, and we still have to graduate first in order to take that test, the NCLEX. But I'm hoping to take it by the end of April or by May, just so it doesn't slip out of me.
Right. Yeah. That's smart.
Yeah, but one funny story that came out for our application process for the NCLEX is how we need to take a passport picture so that the people that handle the NCLEX or whatever, they know what we look like. I don't know why they need a passport picture. But last week I had to go get one on Tuesday, and my parents were helping me out. I asked them to help me. And so, I don't know if you remember this, but Costco used to just offer it for $5.
Yeah.
But they don't have that anymore. So my dad was really trying to find a spot that does it for cheap. And so, because Walgreens offers it for like $17. Like, that's insane for like a little 2x2.
Yeah, for like a little picture, yeah.
So then my dad was doing some searching around while I was getting ready. Like, I had my button up and everything. He at first he told me like, oh, like there's this place that does it for $7.99. But the only thing is you have to wait a whole day to get your picture printed. And I'm like, $7.99, I don't really care. The only thing that set me off was how we had to wait a day, because in my head I'm like, oh dang, like I can't pick it up because I have clinical the next day. So then I told him like, can you keep on looking? And so he was like, okay, like I found this other spot that does it for I think it was $15, $2 less than freaking Walgreens. So we went there. And as soon as I arrived, like, I already knew it was kind of sketchy.
where was it at? Where was it at?
It was a spot in Cerrito. I'm not gonna call them out or anything. I'm not gonna just because I don't have the heart in me to criticize their work. But so we went to this spot in Cerritos that is basically like a little post office. It's like an independent post office. And we told the guy, it was me and my dad that went inside the post office, and my mom stayed in the car. And so we went inside. We asked the guy, like, hey, do you do passport pictures? And he's like, yeah, like, go to the back. And then, you know, like it was like all set up and everything for a passport picture, but like the lighting was so bad. One, like, I was already getting mad because like lighting matters in the passport pictures. I sit down. Two, he whipped out a freaking point and shoot camera. You know, like not yeah, the cameras yeah. that we use in yearbook. Like, this was a yeah, point yeah, yeah. and shoot camera. Three, in which made me so mad. Was one, he didn't even like count 1, 2, 3 or whatever. Like, he put the camera so freaking close to my face that I was cross-eyed. I was cross-eyed, and I was the head of my the shape of my head was a freaking egg. So while he was taking the picture, I already knew like it was not gonna be a good picture.
Yeah.
He so after that he took two and showed it to my dad, and he was asking my dad if it looked okay, and then my dad was like, oh, like that looks good enough. And he looked, he showed it to me, and I'm like, in my head I'm like, oh man, like he did me dirty, bro. He did me so bad.
Do you have
he
it?
Did me so bad. But I did not have the heart in me nor the confidence to say like I did not like it. So I was like, yeah, I think that's good. Like, let's just
yeah, whatever.
And so he printed it, and it looked way worse when like in the print version. It really looked way worse. So then we you know, I paid for it, this and that. We went to the car and I showed my mom. And then like, you know, I was complaining in the car and everything, but then I showed it to my mom and she was like, oh yeah, I don't like it. you know, moms know best. And so I told my dad, like, hey, like, you know what, I'm really down to pay for another passport picture, like, just take me somewhere else. And so like we went to the first spot that he mentioned where they offered $7.99. I'm gonna shout them out. They're called 19 Minute Photo Lab in Artesia.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think that's where you get your film, right?
Film.
That's
yeah,
where you get your
yeah.
film.
Yeah.
Hey, supreme customer service, bro.
Like, yeah, she's really nice. The
she's
lady? Yeah.
She's really nice. I don't know what her name is, but she's probably like the nicest woman I've ever met. And so we went there after going to the Cerrito spot, and she had a DSLR camera. She offered way more photo services, and like I said, like, she was just a really nice person. We came up and asked, like, oh, like, do you guys do passport pictures? And she's like, yeah, like what is it for? And I told her, like, oh, it's for a nursing license. And like, she knew everything that required, like, what was required of a nursing license picture. And she was like, oh, okay, so like, you can smile in this one if you'd like. And like, you know, like, she was like giving me, she was spitting facts basically. And so she took the picture, like, lighting was good and everything. She's like, she knew what she was doing. Like, she was a photographer. And this was the picture that she took of me. It's not really doing justice here because I have that blurred effect. I'm trying to make sure, you know, I'm trying to.
This is good, bro. Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's a good picture. Like,
yeah, it's
trust
really
me.
Good. Do you have the other ones?
I have the other one. I'm going to show you.
So you don't have to show it to me. I mean, you don't have to show it.
No, I want
to
show it. It's kind of bad. This was the second one. This was from 19 Minute Photo Lab in Artesia.
Okay.
Big shout out to them. Big shout out to them. And this was from the mom and pop shop. This was from the post office.
You look so bad, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I was, bro. I don't know if you can even tell. I don't even know if you can tell, but like, I'm not centered in this picture.
Yeah,
bro.
You're not.
I'm not even centered.
Wait, why did you take off your glasses for both?
Oh, you can't have glasses in passport pictures.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a thing.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's funny though, dude. Oh my god, you look so. We should put that, bro, when we upload it.
Yeah, no, I'll send it. Like, that's
when we upload
it's pretty funny, right? Like, it's
on Instagram.
Funny.
We should do that.
Uh-huh.
That's funny, dude. Yeah, she's like really nice, that lady. She has like a bunch of cameras like on the wall too. Like,
yeah, because she rents it, I guess, right?
Yeah, I haven't asked, but
and so she
cool.
She does film, like she processes film, and she emails you a PDF or I don't know if it's JPEG or a PDF, but she does it for pretty cheap.
Yeah, and she does, dude. She's really quick too. Like, I've sent like film rolls like on Wednesdays, and then like by like Thursday nights or Friday, like she'll have them back to me.
Yeah.
And like in the other spot I used to go to, they were cool too. You know, nothing wrong against them, but I had to send it through the mail, and then I would get them back like a week, a little over a week later.
Mm-hmm.
So like here, like that Artesia spot is like definitely better, you know?
Yeah.
I've been taking a lot
I'm
of
glad.
Like,
go ahead.
I've been taking a lot of
you've been taking a lot
here.
Of film there, huh?
Yeah, not so much on my phone. I've taken some on my phone, but definitely more on my camera.
Yeah.
Like I bought 10 rolls of film, and I had a spare. I had an extra roll that I forgot I had, and I was halfway through the one that was in my camera. So in total, I had like 11 and a half for this trip.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've already used up like several of them. So, so I'm a
dude. I can't wait to see those film pictures. Like,
dude,
I love the greatness of film.
I get back Wednesday night, right? On Thursday, I'm like taking them all to like her. Like,
yeah.
And then like, we'll,
hey,
we'll
tell
see.
Her that we talked about her, man. Like, tell her I said hi.
She'll know you. Hi. Yeah,
I'm
remember
sure.
you.
But she's so clutch, bro. Like, she gave me two copies, which like this is $7.99, right?
Yeah.
Two copies for the 2x2 passport pictures, and then she even gave us an extra bigger copy that we have on the fridge. Yeah,
that's
I don't know
funny.
Why she gave it. Like, I asked my mom, like, how come she gave it for free? Like, this wasn't a part of it, and she's like, I don't know, like, probably she just liked it.
Yeah, that's cool. No, she's really cool. Shout out to her.
Yeah,
but yeah, hopefully next weekend I can be able to post some pictures, but
sure,
yeah, man.
Definitely post them on Wizzy Flicks.
Wizzy Flicks.
Yeah,
you'll be seeing a lot more of that.
Mm-hmm. Really, really excited.
Yeah, man, this is another. Is this episode 4? No,
this
3.
This is episode
5. Oh, snap.
You're a fake fan, Zim.
Dude, wow.
Episode 5.
When your own podcast host forgets what episode. Man, can you tell we're professionals? But
yeah, we're pros. We're pros.
Man.
Yeah. I am. What were you going to say?
I was gonna ask you anything else you wanted to say.
No. I mean, I guess like to go back on like the whole podcast thing. Like, for me, bro, like I really don't listen to any other type of podcast out there other than ours, and shout out to Taking L's, the Taking L's podcast. Like, they're doing pretty good too. Really interesting topics that they cover. But when Jenna Ortega came out in the podcast, and like that got me thinking, like, dang, bro, like we're not there yet, man. Like, we gotta step up.
Have you heard about all the stuff she's been saying about Wednesday? Or, yeah.
Yeah, she's been getting a lot of backlash for it. I'm not going to lie.
Like, she's, like, not a fan, bro. Like, how do you feel?
No, I mean, okay, no. I take back what I said. Can you bleep out what I said before about the backlash? Because, honestly, I agree with her. In regards to Wednesday, I wasn't for the love triangle trope. It just didn't seem like Wednesday. If it wasn't for the stuff, or sorry, not, if it wasn't for the the changes that she made in the show, like active changes, I don't think Wednesday would have been much of a hit. It would have been much more cornier than what she
The what
had
it turned out to
envisioned.
be.
Yeah. So I'm really excited with what she's gonna do with season two,
She's
since she's gonna be, produce it too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
She's in Scream 2, right? That's like about to
Oh
come out
yeah, so
too.
another thing, we watched Scream 6. It was me,
Oh, you watched it?
Armin,
Yeah.
yeah, on opening night.
How was it? Was it good?
We have a poster.
It
It's pretty
already came
cool.
out.
It came out last week on Thursday.
Oh man, I don't know why
Compared
that
to
was.
it was me, Arlene, Gilbert, and Isaac, and compared to Scream 5, this was a really good Scream movie.
Yeah.
Like, I was on the edge of my seat because I'm really good with finding out or like guessing who the antagonist is of any like movie or show. But for this one, it was super tough to pinpoint who Ghostface was.
Yeah.
So
Yeah,
it was actually like a it was budgeted. It was well budgeted. I think that's what made the difference in this film. But it was
Yeah,
super entertaining.
I haven't heard bad things from it. I legit thought it was coming out like this week or next week. Like I wasn't up to date with when it was coming out. But that's cool. I would see a bunch of posters of it like in London too.
Yeah,
But
really.
yeah, in Paris. But yeah, that's cool, man.
I feel
I
like
know
the
I've been.
marketing, they've been doing a really good job with marketing, so I feel like
Yeah.
that's
Well,
a
like,
big plus for them.
have you seen the stories of like people see like the ghost face dude like out in
Yeah.
public? Yeah. Like
Yeah.
marketing
That's
stuff like
another
that
cool
is
thing, right?
cool. Yeah, marketing stuff like that is cool. But yeah, it's just a shame not a
So
lot of people do that.
right. It was really creative and like they really knew who their audience was.
Yeah.
But last week when the film came out, or I this weekend, this past weekend, I don't know if you've heard of people getting calls from Ghostface.
I might have, but I think I did, yeah.
Yeah, so you can basically search up on Google and like kind of prank your friends. At first, Arlene did it to me, where I got a call on like a Starbucks run, and then it's from a number in New York,
Oh,
and yeah, it was Ghostface that called me, and you know he like he
really?
does that voice like, "Hey, like, hi Calvin, like it's finally good to hear you from you," and it was kind of creepy, I'm not gonna lie, but I kind of already knew it was Arlene. Like if there was one person that was prank calling me, it was for sure coming from her. But I did it on Sergio. Shout out episode 4. I did it on Sergio, and I guess he didn't know about it. But it was kind of messed up on my part because these past couple of weeks, I don't know what the heck is happening with Sergio, but he's been getting a lot of pretty creepy and invasive spam calls and spam texts,
Really?
like stuff about his information, like personal
Oh,
life.
really?
So it like even
Dang.
for me, I'm scared for him, you know,
That's
like
insane, dude.
yeah. And we don't know who's prank calling him. Like genuinely, we don't know, because I thought it was Ivan that was prank calling him, because the person that was called that's been calling Sergio, it sounds exactly like Ivan. But
Right.
apparently it's not him. And it's kind of funny because like with the Simon Council, we've been kind of like taking light of the situation and like saying like, "Oh, it's actually me that's been prank calling you." Like when in reality it's not. And like so
Yeah.
we pass it off to each other. But when I prank called him using that ghost face thing, I did it 3 times. I did it on him 3 times in a row. Just to
Yeah,
like, you know,
just to mess with
like
them.
to
Yeah.
spam him a little bit. But for him, he hasn't picked up any spam calls recently because of all the invasive spam calls that he's been getting recently. So for him, since he didn't pick it up, Ghostface texted him instead.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So Ghostface texted him like, "Hey Sergio, like this is Ghostface, like or like can you guess where I'm at right now?" like that's what he texted him.
Yeah.
And you know, like that's that freaked them out. That kind of freaked them out, because not knowing the context.
Yeah.
in the text message, it didn't say that it was Ghostface.
Mm-hmm.
So he texted everyone and like was asked, like, bro guys, like I'm actually like freaking out, like who's texting me? And he called me. He called me first and he was like, bro, like are you messing with me right now? And I'm like, no bro, like that wasn't me. when in my head, like, bro, it really was
like, that was all you.
Yeah, that was all me, like I take credit for it. And I'm like, bro, I like it's not me, like I'm like you should go ask probably Ivan or something else. Like I was playing it off. And I told him, like, are you sure it's not Adriana? Like, it's not your girlfriend? Because I'm like, Adriana would do something like that to him. And like, no, bro. Like I'm not even going to lie. Like, this is kind of creeping me out. And like, yeah, bro, like, I'm sorry. But like just you've been in a pickle lately. Like, you got to really be careful. But man. Eventually, I tweeted, like, little does Sergio know, like I've been the one that's been prank calling him with the ghost face stuff
the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Calvin. Yeah. Shout out to Sergio. I'm sorry I had to put you through that, but it was pretty funny. But whoever's out there prank calling Sergio, like you gotta stop, man. Like that's some creepy stuff.
Yeah. That sucks, dude. That's mm-hmm. unfortunate. And then you really doing is. All that at the same time, shaking my head.
Yeah. that I'm unapologetic for.
Unapologetic.
Unapologetic. Because he got me in trouble in middle school, so I hold grudges.
Sounds to me like you were the one that was tripping, Calvin. You guys were me out tripping? In the clear, and you were the one that was, like, start twitching and all that in front of the teacher, start Look, sweating. Man.
Look, understandably so. Like back in middle school, I was the most goodiest two shoes out of everyone in our group, and
then you.
I never crying. Really got to speak out for myself during last episode, but yeah, no, I really had no idea what to say. Like I really did not want to get in trouble, mm-hmm. but Sergio did do a really good job of like handling the whole situation,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, it was just. We got the bad, everyone else but Sergio got the bad end of the stick. And
dang.
Yeah, that was a whole trip to remember.
That was a movie, sounds like.
There's more to it than just that. Like,
we were no, bad bet. Kids in I middle bet. School. I know. I know you guys kept we were it, bad kept kids it in clean. School. I know you guys kept yeah. it clean.
I'm glad we grew out of it in high school. know, like imagine like everyone from scholarship, you know, like the kids getting 4.0 is the worst stuff in middle school. That was us.
I mean, the worst of it.
Yeah.
I believe you, Calvin.
Yeah, you know.
That's why you're the person you are today.
Hey, you can never forget where you're coming from.
Where you're coming from. Stay true to your roots.
Yep.
All right, Calvin. I gotta train to catch. No, bro,
you have a trip to catch. I'm really... I'm really grateful that we got to do this.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
This out of the ordinary podcast episode. I feel like this was really fun, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. It was no, great this to was, catch this was up cool, with bro. You. It was cool catching up with you. Yeah. All that. I'll work on it through the trip on this too.
I mean, bro, yeah. I know we say like, bi-weekly Thursday.
I know, yeah. There's more.
It's okay.
There's more work to be done season with videos, two is. But.
Season two is a learning process.
Like, yeah. No, like but I'll have time. And even like okay. before, like on the flight, like I could work on it before I knock out.
Right.
Because I'm making sure I sleep during the plane. But but yeah, Calvin, this was pretty. This was awesome catching up with you.
Definitely. No, it was a great time.
You want to take us out then? Okay, I'll do it. All right, guys. Episode 5.
We hope that you enjoyed the episode. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, episode 5. You know, when we come back from when I come back from the trip, Calvin and I will talk about who we're gonna get next episode, and yeah, just go from there. And then we'll let y'all know when this episode's coming out, and then you know, if you don't already follow our page on Instagram or Spotify.
I think they, I think they owe us $50, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Just follow us at Wiz and Coder Podcast. You know, just leave us a review. Leave us a 5-star review. If it ain't 5 stars, don't leave it. It'd just be nice. Or on YouTube also, just show some love to us and to everyone else. All right.
It literally does not take like 5 seconds to do
it. It literally doesn't. Just like 2 taps of your phone and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't do that, then you're something.
You're bad.
Else. Yeah. All right. That was it, guys. So catch y'all later.
You'll be hearing from us.